86 alleged victims of defrocked priest John Gagan are considering a new settlement proposed by the Boston Archdiocese. The proposal is for $10 million. That's about a third the size of the deal the Archdiocese backed out of last spring. So far, the alleged victims are divided on the offer, and it's unclear if a deal will be signed. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Last May, just months after officials announced a deal for about $30 million for the so-called Gagan 86, the church changed its mind, saying so many new claims were coming in they could no longer afford such a generous payout. Victims' attorney Mitchell Garabedian has asked a court to enforce that deal, but Garabedian says many of his clients would rather take less money now than keep waiting for the court's answer.
The cold reality of the situation also is, if I prevail, then we're looking at 4 or 5 years down the line in terms of appeals. And a lot of these clients don't want to continue down this road, this dark road, for another 4 or 5 years.
Garabedian won't say how many of the 86 have signed on to the new reduced offer and how many are still thinking about it, but he says many of his clients are still reeling from their alleged abuse and feelings of betrayal, and he says they need to put this behind them in order to begin healing.
There's a lot to be said for closure. If I continue on with this case and I tell my clients, listen, don't take this money, okay? And client X commits suicide and client Y has a stroke. Who's won? Then the church has really won.
It's unclear exactly how the awards would break down. The original deal would have given alleged victims anywhere from $10,000 each to nearly $1 million, depending on the nature of their claim. This proposal would cut those awards by two-thirds. That's likely to disappoint many victims.
It seems like they're getting short change, you know?
Phil Saviano heads the Boston chapter of the sex abuse survivors group, SNAP. He worries that the new offer is not only bad news for the Gagan 86, but also for those making future claims against the Archdiocese.
They have historically tried to admit as little as possible regarding this issue and also try to pay out as little as possible. I think it's clear that the church is trying to bring the bar down, set some parameters. And certainly whatever happens in this settlement, you have to believe that it's going to be a guideline for future settlements that are to come.
For their part, church officials say the new deal would help to, quote, clarify where the bar is. Father Chris Coyne says he understands why some alleged victims would be disappointed by the smaller offer, but he says,
I think it's fair given the circumstances, again, because we just can't think about the 86 plaintiffs and their families at this point. When this was settled, the numbers were already jumping in terms of the number of people that we have to try and help and be fair with, given the limited resources that we have. So there was a kind of stepping back to make sure that we can help everybody and their families.
But attorneys for about 250 other alleged victims say they don't buy the church's cries of poverty. The archdiocese still has plenty of assets, they say, everything from the cardinal's palatial residence to valuable paintings and insurance policies. And attorney Eric McLeish says his clients will not settle for less than what's fair, regardless of how much the Gagan 86 settle for.
This has really no effect at all on anything that we're doing, and, you know, if the Archdiocese believes that it is decreasing, you know, our expectations, they're sorely mistaken.
McLeish says his clients are not interested in a deal at all. Rather, he says he hopes to go to trial in the fall to ask a jury to decide what their claims of abuse are really worth. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.